This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Welcome to the second hour of the show. We're talking women's health today. We're looking at hormonal imbalances. And I wanted to find out from you, what signs does your body, you know, show that indicate that you are experiencing hormonal imbalance? How do you know? Like, how do you know that this is happening in your body? Because I'll tell you for free, for me, the biggest and the most irritating one is the pimples. The pimples will come in so hard. Like, I'll know that something is about to happen. I'm about to go on my period. My hormones are just acting up. I will get that pimple, and that pimple is going to be so stubborn and so painful. It's not going to be so cute. And I know that now it means that I'm about to have a hormonal imbalance. So that happens for me. I'd like to find out from you, how do you know? What signs does your body show or tell you that indicate that you are experiencing hormonal imbalance? That is what I'd like to hear from you this morning. And not just the ladies, even the gents as well. Because I wonder if you guys also, do experience those hormonal imbalances. But we'll talk about it on Majita Monday. Let's leave it for today. Helping us with this conversation this morning, I've got obstetrician and gynecologist at Doctors MS and NE Mutiba Mother and Child Clinic, Dr. Simon Mutiba. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning, Shavani. Good morning to your listeners. I'm doing great.
So, Doc, what is a hormonal imbalance, and what happens in the body when hormones are out of balance?
Yeah. You make us come up with these new concepts that we don't even know from medical school. You know?
I apologize.
And people are busy treating themselves for what they call hormonal imbalance, which is, in most cases, just a natural process that has to happen.
Okay.
Because if you're going to say someone has got hormonal imbalance, you are saying, so first, what are these hormones, right? Because you need to know what is a hormone. Hormone is just, remember, a human body is a network of a whole lot of things, right? Yeah. We've got electricity cables in the form of nerves that takes message from the brain to the parts of the body. Mm. And then there's those people that move letters, postmen, and these are hormones. So a hormone gets produced from one organ, for example, in the brain. Now, it has to carry message to another organ, which is somewhere down the line in the body, either a pancreas or a kidney or so. So the brain produces a hormone, and then that hormone goes through the bloodstream, travels through the bloodstream. When it gets to the kidney, it says, I'm supposed to deliver message here. Mm. So the kidney needs to open its gates for urine to come out, or I'm supposed to make the womb bleed, for example. I'm supposed to make the womb to carry pregnancy. So now when you talk about imbalance of those hormones, you are saying either the hormones are overly produced, one, or they are underproduced, right? Or they are overly reacting, so meaning that they are overly sending the message, or they are under sending the message. And the cause of that can be a number of things, you see, Shagani. It can be that, for example, someone is born with an abnormal thyroid. So they've got what we call hyperthyroidism. So they release excessively chemicals that make them to be irritable or so, right? Or you can say someone's ovaries, which are supposed to produce women hormones, estrogen and progesterone, are not functioning well. So maybe they've aged, because hormonal imbalance mainly is affected by aging. So once you become older, your ovaries no longer produce much hormone.
Yeah.
So your female hormones, then they go down. So it depends on what you do. And unfortunately, these days, because we want to make money, we sell products and we say to you that these products are made to balance
the hormones.
Do you mean you're balancing hormones? Because things happen. There's a reason. One month your hormones are high, you are a very good Shagani, and one moment your hormones are low, you are very angry with everyone. So that varies. So there's no specific medication or a condition called hormonal imbalance. It depends on what condition or what stage of your life you find yourself in. There are those with hormonal imbalance, and unfortunately they develop mental disorders, they've got bipolar diseases and all that. So that is an imbalance of the hormone that is there. So, but now, because everyone wants to sell something, they'll say, hey, we are selling you Moringa. Moringa will balance your hormones. What hormones are you balancing with Moringa?
Why particularly the woman? Because I hear you bringing in the conversation of, these products that are being sold, we're told they will balance your hormones, and they are sold particularly to women. We buy them all the time. So what are the signs or symptoms that they are promising that they will balance within the woman? What are the most common signs and symptoms of hormonal imbalance as per, the world for women, and that they should be aware of?
Let me jokingly say,
that is true. The truth.
Look, female hormones play a very, well, any human being's hormones play an important role.
Yeah.
And we know that female hormones actually make them to be women, right? It allows them to be able to go to release eggs a month. It allows them to clear the womb if pregnancy does not happen, and all that happens rhythmically. It's a cyclic sort of wave that happens month to month. Mm. You get the point. Mm. Now, unfortunately, what happens is we tend to interfere with such natural processes by taking medication that we are unaware that is doing that. For example, someone complains that they've got a breaking skin, or they've got acne, or someone is running a this women massage parlors and stuff, and they say, I think one of the tablets that can help you is Yasmin, which you guys like a lot. Yasmin is a hormone. So when even what you call an endogenous hormone, meaning that it was established in the laboratory, it mimics the effect of your natural hormones. So when you take it and you put it in your system, then you confuse the guys that are already there doing their work to say, how? But I'm estrogen doing my work. There's another estrogen coming here. What is this one doing? Then things become imbalanced that way, because the body will release according to its need at the time. And then the moment you start taking estrogen, for example, you're going to disrupt. Unfortunately, it doesn't only affect what your desired outcome of skin and everything. Mm. It also disrupts that cyclic functioning. So you might find that you miss your periods, for example, or you have abnormal bleeding because of that. But the other things that are there is conditions that we always talk about. To say weight can be a problem. When you put on too much weight, the fats that are there in your body increases, and the production of those fats disrupts the normal production of your estrogen and progesterone. So women with higher BMI tend to then suffer in terms of their menses, in terms of acne, in terms of falling pregnant, and all these kind of things. So striking that balance is not necessarily, it's quite blurry, because you need to know what condition is it that you are dealing with, and how do you best approach it in terms of balancing hormones. Now you've got people who are taking probiotics, for example, and they get told that it's to balance the hormones so that the environment in your female organ is nicely balanced. But that is, if you go and look at that is not how it's supposed to be done, because now you are disrupting the natural process. Your body, as mechanisms of cleaning itself, of looking after itself, gets to be disrupted. So we tend to be interfering more than we do, maybe because of our body.
We're not going to argue with you on that one, Doc, because it's very, very true. But you talk about weight as one of the things that interrupts that normal process. Are there certain things that we are doing that are interrupting that normal communication process that our hormones does?
Yes. Weight. Weight, what you eat is very, very important.
Okay.
You can't eat and not be considerate. Too much of something is not good for you, so we say. Food can be good. Food is what we need, but too much of food is toxins, right? So it becomes toxins for your body. It produces chemicals that makes you put on weight, and the body is then unable to carry out its normal function because of that. And another thing that I always say is, do not forget, Kenani, that today is not yesterday. Today, you have grown up. You are growing every day. As you grow, your body changes. The mechanisms change. adjustments happen. That is where the imbalance happens. And you need to accept that. Do not try and reverse the natural process because you're going to interfere unnecessarily later in years, because most of these chemicals are now readily available. You buy them over the counter. You know, you present with cancers later in life. Not a way that you've been abusing all these chemicals, disrupting the normal functioning of your body. So it's always important to consult and do things based on what is out there as a well-researched information.
Sure, absolutely. And I know I wanted to talk about treatment plans, but let's stop. Let's not talk about that, because from what I'm getting in this conversation is that we need to first sit down with a doctor before we take all of these over-the-counter things and get real advice. So if they want to see you as an obstetrician and gynecologist, doc, how do they find you?
I'm forever in Medcare Poloso, room 214. We're running mother and child unit here. We discuss all the gynecological problems. Our landline is 015-296-5175. Or they can find us on the website, Doctors Mutiva. Mutivadoctors.co.za.
Thank you so much, Doc, for taking the time and having this chat with us. It was very eye-opening and we appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Karen. Thank you.
Sure. So we are interrupting with the normal process. It is supposed to be happening because the messages are supposed to move from one place to the other, to the ovaries, to the kidneys. It's supposed to go to the pancreas. So we are interrupting with this process by taking all of these hormonal imbalance things that we are taking. You know, whether it's your prevention pills that he mentioned there, we're taking moringa. Well, moringa is a good herb, but it really is a good herb. But are we taking it for hormonal imbalance and thinking it's going to work for that? Or are we taking it so it can communicate better? There's just a whole lot of things that happen with hormonal imbalance. But I want to find out from you, what signs does your body show that indicate that you are experiencing hormones that are not communicating the way they're supposed to, that are imbalanced? I feel so weird saying it now as well. But let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.